Hi, Covenant. I hope you're enjoying Youth Sunday. My name is Amelia Tebow. I'm a senior at Conestoga, soon to be graduate. I have been going to Covenant Youth Group since I was in sixth grade. I don't really come to the services a lot, so that might be why you don't really recognize me. Covenant's been a huge part of my life for the past 6 years, and I'm just gonna talk a little bit about it and talk about what I've learned and how I've grown. So the first event I ever went to, I went to youth group, but we were talking about The Great Escape, and it seemed like so much fun. I signed up right then and there, and I was just so excited to go to a summer camp, but also to go with all these kids I just met. And I went to Great Escape that year, and it was the most fun I've ever had at a camp or summer thing or anything. So I was so excited. I grew super close to all of the girls in my grade and everyone else who went that year. And so I kept going to youth group, and it was so much fun. I learned so much, but I also just was able to make so many new friends that weren't at my school, and just become part of such a wonderful, welcoming community. And so I kept going, and every year I went to youth group. I went on the winter retreat, the fall retreat, then Great Escape every summer. And just some of my best memories of middle school and then high school are with Covenant and with the youth group. Last summer, I spent 2 weeks straight with the youth group. We first went to the Pittsburgh Project, and we were able to help a woman with her house, and we got to repaint the outside and make her porch all beautiful again, create a new drainage system for her gutters, and she was just such a blessing for all of us. We had started the work and she wasn't able to be home, and we were all like, oh, I just want to meet her. And when we finally did, it was just such a beautiful moment. She was so welcoming but also so thankful. And we really were able to see how all of our work was helping her. But at the same time, we were all having so much fun working and painting and getting messy and just being with each other. And then we got to explore Pittsburgh for a little bit, and then we were right off to Great Escape for work crew, which has been my favorite thing I've probably ever done. We all get to stay in this sort of frat house, dorm kind of building, and we just get to hang out, but we're also serving and learning more about ourselves and helping the middle schoolers learn more about themselves, and it's just the most fun I've ever had. I've met so many great people through all of these programs, and adults and kids who I know will always support me and will become great lifelines for me even when I move away for college. I just am so thankful that I was part of this community and how many opportunities they've given me through the mission trips and working at Great Escape. The biggest thing besides all of that is the wonderful friendships that I've made. Jess, who's either before or after me, I don't know. We've known each other since sixth grade, and we've gone through all of it together. We've gone just through the highs and lows and everything in between, and we've always been there for each other, and she's just become such a wonderful friend throughout all these years, who also gets to experience these wonderful moments with me. Another wonderful thing about Covenant that has really helped me is the wonderful music that the band plays. I am not good at music at all, but just seeing everyone play the music and really be able to be completely immersed in it has been just a beautiful thing that I've been able to be a part of almost every week. Before I joined the Covenant Youth Group, I did not have a very strong relationship with God. I was also just a middle schooler who didn't really care about most things. And so after joining Covenant, my relationship with God was only strengthened. I was able to see God in so many more ways than I ever thought possible. I was also able to explain my feelings and what I was going through to a group of people who I knew would understand, but also respect and acknowledge what I was feeling, even if it wasn't always all positive. And it was just such a wonderful, welcoming community to be able to go back to every week. I was definitely very upset when we had to cancel youth group this spring because I was so excited. I finally had blocked off that time in my schedule. I was going to be able to come every week. But now I try as much as I can to come to the Zoom calls, and it's just so fun to see everyone's faces and know that we're all still together and we're still a youth group during these trying times. I can't wait to see everyone again in person and play Nine Square in the Air and all of our fun games and see the band again. So I'm really thankful and so happy that hopefully I'll be able to come back in the fall. I don't know. I'm very excited. I'm going to be attending the University of Minnesota for civil engineering in the fall. So it's a little ways away, but hopefully on all my breaks and stuff, I'll be able to come back and see everyone and get reunited with my friends and my second family. Thank you so much for watching Youth Sunday. I just am really excited for what the future holds. And I know that Covenant will be behind me no matter what. Bye guys.
Hi everyone, my name is Jess Langlois and I am a graduate of Great Valley High School. I'm attending Lafayette College in the fall where I will be studying psychology. And today, I will be taking you all on a brief tour of my senior year of high school. So to begin, I'm going to give you some background about myself. I've always been a people person. I run on connections with people and I work to understand them and help them no matter what. In high school, this mindset was not always helpful to me. I spent a lot of time focused on making things perfect for other people and ignoring my own needs. I got very angry at the world and took it out on myself because I couldn't express it to anyone else. There was so much loss and sadness in the world that I was trying to fix, and I couldn't see God trying to make it any better. I felt stuck, like I couldn't do anything, and I couldn't see God anywhere. Once I got the help that I needed, I tried to build a strong support system. But in June, some of that support system graduated, and throughout the rest of the summer, more of that support system left. They all experienced amazing things like going off to college, having a baby, and retiring, but it took me a while to find another close group of friends that could support me, which I'm going to end up leaving in a few months, which is another hard thing for me to process. I talked about all through high school how I couldn't wait to graduate, but to be completely honest, it was really tough, especially when I couldn't even see the people who I'm closest to. For all of high school, I had a hard time finding a solid God presence in my life, because once I had that clarity, something unbelievably upsetting would happen. For pretty much all of high school, I felt lost and alone. This summer, I spent 2 weeks serving God in Pittsburgh and at the Great Escape with our own Covenant Youth Group. The verse that best describes these 2 weeks is Exodus 4:10. When God calls you, He will prepare you. He does. These 2 weeks helped prepare me for the next year of my life, and I had no idea at the time. During the mission trip, we were told these few things. God is more concerned with having a relationship with you than how much you actually know about faith. God is being what we need all the time because He knows what we need and He caters to us. No matter how you talk to God, He hears you. And even if you walk away, God is still here. That whole week, I saw God being what I needed. I asked Him the first day if He could show me Himself and let me see the gifts that He gave me. Throughout the whole week, I had individual moments with every single member of Covenant Youth Group that was on the trip. It was here that I started recognizing my gift of communicating and leading people, and that I had gifts to offer the world in the first place. The most impactful moment of the week for me was with these ladies right here. We sang Reckless Love during worship one night, and this song had impacted me before, but not like this. The ladies were standing in a line, and one by one, we all held each other's hands. We sang the entire song like that, just holding each other, singing about love, while we were expressing our love for each other. These are people I wouldn't have met if it wasn't for Covenant Youth Group, an organization that teaches us about God's love. Full circle moment. The speaker also told us that God doesn't despise doubters. One of the main disciples in Jesus' story was Doubting Thomas, and Jesus still forgave him and loved him. As an anxious individual myself, this piece of information set me free. God didn't hate me for having my doubts. He welcomed them and loved me for them. We had time as a youth group to reflect on the mission trip and our faith journeys, and I looked for a time to speak up. There was silence, so I just talked for about 5 minutes about my feelings and my journey, something that I hadn't done in several years. It was the most freeing experience I ever had. I didn't overanalyze any action that I did. I just spoke. Then a few of us went to work crew. The theme for work crew this past summer was construction and how we as people can be renovated in God's love. This week threw me crazy curveballs, and I had to learn how to lead effectively with absolutely no plan. For someone who loves a plan, that was especially difficult. I also learned God's calling for me. During commitment night, I spent the whole night comforting people. I then learned that that's all I want to do for the rest of my life. I want to be there for people, to be there for them when it seems like the rest of the world is falling away. After these 2 weeks, I went to band camp, which is the 2 weeks preceding school where the marching band begins their season. During this past season, I was captain of the front ensemble, and I worked really hard to be chosen for this role. But even after I was still extremely unconfident in my abilities. Usually, I looked to someone else to lead and to be in charge, and this year, it was just me. This role often tested my patience, resiliency, and confidence, and there were several times where I felt as though I was not good enough. But I worked hard every day to improve the community of the band and my section through positivity, communication, and kindness, the three gifts God showed me that I had over the summer. During this time, I learned the importance of connections. When playing in the pit, every person has to learn an individual part. We had to learn to rely on each other and trust that we would be there to play what was needed. To play well, we needed that bond, which transferred to an unbreakable bond between the seven of us. Ecclesiastes 4:9-10 says, "Two are better than one because they have good reward for their toil. For if they fall, one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him who is alone when he falls and has not another to lift him up." In this case, there were seven of us. We were all there for one another to lift each other up and get through the stressful times with laughter and perseverance. For the marching band season, we were left for a majority of the time with just each other, away from the rest of the band. I found my new support system here, and I wouldn't be where I am today without it. God wants us to have this community. I believe that's why he made Eve for Adam, and why there are 7.8 billion people in this world, not just one. From November to the beginning of quarantine, I babysat Kylie and Jack Symington every day after school. These people are the silliest, most intelligent, and strongest people I know. What they taught me the most about was love. No matter what type of day the three of us had, we still loved one another and had fun with each other. I think that's what God wants for all of us, to feel this love and have a good time with it. Romans 38-39 says this, which boiled down says you are loved forever. I believe it is our job as people to make this verse feel true for anyone we meet. Jesus calls us to love people several times throughout the Bible. For example, 1 Corinthians 16:14, let all that you do be done in love. Mark 12:30-31, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than this. And depending on the translation, 512 to 808 more times. We are also made in God's image, so we as people should follow what he's done, which is love people unconditionally. We have no idea what is going on in someone's life or their head, and their thoughts alone can harden their hearts and affect how they treat others. Love can help them. Through kindness and love, we can help those who cannot help themselves. I believe it can make the world a better place. I hope more than anything that Kylie and Jack can see the sort of love that the world and God have for them. So, when I was writing this, I came up with three more verses to sum up my senior year experience. Philippians 1:3, I thank my God every time I think of you. I wouldn't be the person I am today without these experiences and people that I mentioned, and those I did not. I wish I could have mentioned all of them, but I was told I had a time limit. The second is 1 Corinthians 9:1. I found this when I was looking through the Bible during church one day. It says, am I not free? Am I not an apostle? Have I not seen Jesus our Lord? And are you not the result of my work in the Lord? Now, after close to 1 year of this verse sitting in my notes, I can answer these questions. I am free, free to be myself, free of my mental prison, free to love myself and those around me. I am an apostle, for I will follow God and his call. I have seen Jesus, our Lord, and the people around me, and I will go into the next adventure and every adventure after that one, working and showing God's love, strength, and joy to everyone. Even though it was difficult and sometimes absolutely horrible, I wouldn't trade my high school experience for everything. Every path that was wrong, every red light, everything made me who I am today. I ended my last sermon with selections from Ecclesiastes 3, and these same selections still apply to me and my sermon today. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. I have seen the burden God has laid on the human race. He has made everything beautiful in his time. He has also set eternity in the human heart, yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. I know there is nothing better for people than to be happy and do good while they live. Thank you.